another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Hey, everybody, it's Twin Cities Tank!
That feels right. That feels right.
Everybody shut up. We're doing the intro. I'm Pete. Over there is Brent.
Hi, guys.
What's going on, Brent?
Sandwiches, probably.
Did you have a good week this week?
I did. I had a lot of... There's dudes kissing on TV, so now my week just got way
gay
better.
Gay sex on TV.
Ask me that again.
Brent, did you have a good week?
No.
Okay. Let's start off with some thank yous. Ashley Hay made a new logo for us. It's on our website and stuff. She's part of the
Fancy Pants Gangsters
Network. And then our friend Beautiful Jared took some photographs. He'll actually be delivering them during the show today.
So to thank you. Place?
Yeah.
Great.
He'll come here. He'll come here, give us a disc with photographs on it. And you'll be able to see him on
wins.
The webpage.
Everybody wins because we have
on TwinCitiesTank.com. All right.
What channel are
Hold
we
on.
Watching?
Hold on. I haven't introduced you yet.
You're not here until he says you're here.
The third thank you is to Mr. Schlew, who's here
Boobs.
In the studio. And he's not anywhere close to a microphone. He's taking a photograph.
Schlew knew that we needed a logo, so he took a giraffe, put it in a tank, put a helmet on it, and made it smoking.
Right, yes.
That's what we need for a logo.
Yeah,
here,
exactly. So thanks, Schlew. Get on the microphone there, Schlew.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All Great. Right, so we have Flapping Crane in here today, which is a group of guys.
Some of us.
We have Schlew, we have Pete, and then Alex.
Oh,
Alex,
my God.
Pete, Schlew. Tell us what the hell Flapping Crane is, one of you guys.
You tell.
You
go ahead, Alex.
You guys.
Flapping Crane is a sketch comedy group, and we're some of the people, and we used to do stuff.
A video sketch comedy group. Not,
video.
We're not a live sketch comedy group.
Yeah,
We think we're a lot funnier than we actually are,
yes.
So we will start laughing.
That will be proof
halfway
tonight.
Through every. That's true.
You fucking dickheads aren't funny.
Pete, say something.
Okay, hi, good to be here.
That's enough.
I consider us a comedy by association group, which
Would
means
you say that it's a troupe?
Only, or? No.
Oh, okay.
No.
What's the difference between a group and a
only,
troupe?
One has an E on the end.
Only people we know think we're funny, and that's the only people. Everyone else thinks we're everyone else thinks we're faggots.
I know you, and I'm not sold.
The rest of our world is just nasty-ass YouTube racist bad comments.
And diapers.
Like,
and
diapers. What is the worst comment you've ever gotten about?
Wait,
yeah, pull it out.
That comes later. I brought a list.
Oh, you brought a list
yes.
of them.
Yes, we have.
No, come
a list
later.
And
that's
it involves.
One.
Wait, so you guys you're making videos that are actually very well produced. Who does the production on these? Everybody.
That'd be Joe and Sean. All
right, fuck
who,
Joe and Sean.
Who
they're
were
going to
come here, and we told them not to.
I love Joe and Sean. So you guys put these videos on YouTube, and then people comment shittily on them.
Well, we have a URL. It's flappingcrane.com.
Uh huh.
And Brian then posts them on YouTube, but Joe doesn't like that because he thinks that there's a copyright issue. We might all get arrested.
I'm going to say that more people know YouTube.com than FlappingCrane.com.
No, no one's ever heard of YouTube. That's the weird thing. It's all...
Oh, if they haven't before tonight.
But we haven't done anything for 5 years.
Well, it's a good thing we're getting you on here.
Yeah, this is urgent.
Just kidding. We do a new skit every Saturday, so be sure to check out the site. It's we have a new great shot, well produced, funny, hilarious skit
about
anything.
Is there anything having?
Well, we do a lot of gay jokes,
uh-huh.
racial stuff.
Now, what does that mean? Gay jokes?
Happy.
Oh, okay.
Happy.
So, when you're doing a gay joke, what type of happy things are you guys doing?
Well, gum. There was one about gum that was pretty tacky.
Gum's fucking gay.
I go down on Pete in a video.
Brian goes down on Pete, and that's pretty
that's
happy.
Pete the guy in Flapping Crane, not me, Pete.
Yeah, but that's happened before. Your new name is Gay Pete.
You know that's not hidden anymore, right? That used to be hidden, that skit, because you were... Your family, you didn't want them
well,
to
no,
see
they
it.
Didn't. They
we
didn't.
Kinda,
no
it's
one
a,
wants
it's the only Flapping Crane skit that they didn't film. and it happened 40 times over that one summer.
We just can't get it right.
Okay, yeah. Well, you got it. The angles are hard to shoot when Shlew is sucking on Gay Pete's dick. It's hard to get the lighting right.
It's hard for me to do that first person. Is what you're saying?
Well, right, exactly. Yeah, and sure. I just don't think the public really needs to see everything. You
they
guys
need
do.
To come with that technology. They need to make the first person gay porn. Would you technology. Ever,
what they need to do is they need to make something that's like a miner's helmet camera, but that could be placed at eye level so you could see the dick going in. Because if you just put it on your head like a normal hidden camera, you just see a belly button getting bigger and then smaller and then bigger and then smaller.
Would you ever consider just releasing the audio of something like that and just maybe making it
that?
Into
Don't
like
we have
a,
that with us tonight?
Yeah. Let's play the audio of that, Shlew.
The audio of the cock sucking?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I sure. Why not?
Ugh. Oh God. Nope.
Is that barbecue sauce?
I don't feel good anymore.
All right.
That's awesome. That's a good sketch.
Big finish.
Hooray. Okay.
We got 3 minutes in and we got an awesome blowjob skit out of it.
Now what do we talk about? It's like,
well, I want to talk about...
We're done, right?
Yeah,
we're
done.
Leave?
All right.
All right, see you guys. See, I want to talk about one of my favorite videos of yours is the... the instructional video of folding a piece of paper into a flapping crane.
Ooh, that is an excellent topic, actually, yes. Because okay. Brian... Okay, I think Brian and I shot that, and we didn't put it on flappingcrane.com, or did it go on the actual site?
I think it just went on YouTube.
Yeah, so we put it
on what's YouTube? Can you explain what YouTube is?
Give it a couple of years. You'll get
go to flappingcrane.com. They link to it. You need the website address.
Right. And so Brian and I shot it, and we thought it was hilariously awful and funny.
We're watching gay porn right now, but keep going.
And then we put it on YouTube, and people started watching it thinking it was going to be an actual instructional video.
Right, because it starts off.
Moms and kids were watching it.
Who the fuck needs to know how to have someone show them how to fold a piece of paper?
Exactly.
Well, that's one of the things you do on YouTube. You go on there and you go... You go, where's an activity we can
We're
do?
We're watching
with-
guys make
Let's
out.
How to make
I think that's Bradley
crane.
Cooper.
Well,
do you know how to make an origami crane? Give me 5 minutes.
So anyway, so we get these comments like... My daughter and I were halfway through this.
Explain the sketch. Explain the sketch first.
Because the sketch starts off with Brian going, "Hey, I'm Brian from Flapping Crane.
Come out of a closet."
Yeah. Oh, is it a closet?
You exit.
He comes into a closet.
He walks.
It's a totally different
thing. He comes into a closet, then he walks.
And he's all normal. He looks like Mr. Rogers, and he starts to make a flapping crane, which is origami.
And Brian's acting's fantastic in this first couple of minutes. Honestly, it's very good.
Does he act not?
You know what? Brian will hit these times where every once in a while he's like Tony Hopkins.
Under pressure.
He's just on.
This is my under pressure.
But the
moments.
Other 97 times is terrible.
Oh, I suck shit.
So
they can't see you.
They can't see me watching Wet Hot American Summer.
He's turned pizza on the TV.
There. Boom. Go.
Folding the paper.
I fold the paper, and I went over to Joe's and did the narration, and we did all the poop noises and everything. Oh, wait, I gave away the ending.
So, but, yeah. So if you're watching
so
it, you
basically,
start folding.
Yes. And then you just hear this grunting, and a little trickle of something comes down, and you're like, what is that, blood? Is that, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, just an avalanche of shit goes.
Right.
But the thing is, it doesn't stop. I just keep folding normal.
That's funny.
And when he says shit, he means
normal.
actual.
I was
going to
ask
feces.
You at the end of the show what the secret to comedy was, but I think avalanche of shit
avalanche
pretty much
of
just summed it up for us.
Basically, poop and I don't understand what's going on over there. So there's a lot of poop noises.
This is why we can't be live.
Okay,
here. So anyway, everyone thinks it's a real video at first, and then it's hilarious because it's not.
Right. So they send these horrible comments.
So
they
have some of those,
like,
do you have some of those with you?
Really
die, nigger, die. Nigger, die, nigger.
No, they don't say that.
That was one of the comments?
Yeah, and it was from a mom and her daughter.
Well, how do you know that? Was the screen
wrote,
name?
My sincerely, mom and daughter.
The screen name was mom and daughter at youtube.com.
Yeah, I think they were looking for scat porn, but... They get origami instead.
All right, I think Brian's looking up the
they
actual...
They make origami porn?
The actual quotes.
So when you guys put up the... You put, you know, a lot of work into these videos and somebody tells you to die and then calls you a nigger, then tells you to die again...
First of all, let's back it up a little bit. We don't put a lot of time into these videos. We get together, and it's like a 5-minute
thought
process.
Well, to be fair, we used to. And put a lot of time into it. And
we planned Saturday morning.
We would stop about halfway through. We'd get bored, we'd go to the subway.
Listen to these shows. That's what we do.
Yep, and then...
so.
And, yeah, well, some of them were really, they're funny, and
we
some
found out the,
were terrible.
The less we thought about it, the funnier they turned out.
But I've been showing them to people recently.
So I think you should say that. I think you should put that to your audience. The less you watch or think about or pay attention to this, the funnier it's going to be for you.
I would agree with that.
Exactly. That's a good point, Brian.
Don't even watch it at all.
If you turn it off and watch something hilarious, it'll be really funny.
If you turn this off and watch Rush Hour 3.
Maybe.
What's that?
No, because it's funny.
It's different because it's funny. Why are we doing? What's with the
Brian? Okay. Do you have those quotes?
Let's just switch them over to these voices.
This is
all right. Okay. Do you have audio right now?
Brian is his nickname is Podcast Speed Bump. At this point,
yes. Hey now. I don't like this.
Hi. You read those. I'm gonna get a beer.
All right. You go get a beer. I'm gonna read some shit here. That rhymed. Okay, one person says, I can't say this is funny. It's pretty sad these people actually gather together and do this.
Which just makes us want to do it. That's the one thing that will inspire us.
Right now. Yeah. I think I just lost 5 IQ points watching that piece of shit.
Wait,
which
literally?
Basically, every time, that's one of my pet peeves, is someone always says... I just lost so much time or so much something. Every other comment is that. Okay. And they come up with something fucking original, you dumb cunts.
Yeah.
Look at yourselves. You're all like 25 years old. Nerds, you're all doing is wasting your time making yourselves.
That's a compliment.
They passively aggressively insulted
We're all well in our 30s.
Complimented you.
All you do is waste your time making yourselves look like faggots. Smoke some weed.
Wait, so Phil Anselmo commented on your video? That's awesome.
Yeah, but this guy's name is Fagbag 70. Fagbag 70. So somewhere out there,
I'm pretty sure that's Doug Stanhope.
Somewhere out there, Fagbag 78 is looking for the gold nugget of comedy. While smoking weed,
don't yell at her.
At least he spent his time giving his input, and it was very constructive.
Smoke some fucking weed, Lou.
Just smoke weed, and maybe you'll be funny one day.
Wow.
You're just jealous. You don't have as much talent in your whole body as Esteban has in his little finger.
What does Esteban have to do with this? The guitar player?
Now he's really random.
Wait, that's a comment?
Skit and it bombed.
Well, here's the thing. So we have the skit laid out, and this happened a lot.
I'll give the mic to Pete.
Terrible,
he's in it.
But the raw footage is so fucking insane that
you
we think it's funny.
You put the outtakes together, it's the best thing on
So
Earth.
What video is this you're talking about?
It's you know Esteban, the crappy guitar player?
Yeah, the guy that sells the guitars, yes.
Late at night, and he talks like this. It's my gift to yours for $29.99. It's a beautiful guitar made from crap. It'll break in 20 seconds. Well, we did a whole skit like that, and me and Alex was like the person that I teach to play the guitar. It's the best thing you'll ever see in your life. Just the outtakes.
Okay. Oh, smoke machine.
So the outtakes of that video.
We have a shitty fog machine that just kind of goes off when it wants to.
It's one of those things that's a very esoteric idea, but when people get it, it's funny.
Yeah.
You guys want to take a break to look up the fucking words on the internet?
I don't.
All right. Why don't we play one of your things? It's called.
You're looking at 3 guys went to art
toaster
school
strudel.
Here, like, really? So
what's toaster strudel?
Slow down. It's
somebody.
You go, Alex. Alex wrote the lyrics.
I think
this is a song.
Going down. See, Brian lives really, really fucking far away from me,
uh-huh.
So I don't come and see him very
much.
So
you live on Earth, then?
You guys?
I don't follow. So I wrote a song, some lyrics, and then we went and we made it drunk, and that's what happened.
Yeah, our favorite thing in the world is just to stay up till 3 in the morning and do stupid songs in my basement.
All right.
So
here it is.
Really awesome.
Toaster strudel.
I got kicked out of the game.
already had his fuck. So heed my warning. That sweet berry feeling, it burns like fire. Good in my belly, my tum is Uzziah. All right, gonna have ourselves a flaky pastry. Oh yeah, don't touch mine or I'll kick you in the knee. Toast to Sprudo, flaky and chewy. Watch your back. Here comes Doug Flutie. Don't want your Pop-Tarts. Keep your muffin. Toast is for losers. So let's start fucking. All right. Gonna have a system tasty pastry. Oh, yeah. Don't touch water. I'll stab you in the knee. And then we went out to the zombie store and we bought a packet of cigarettes. Why? We don't smoke, but the sea is red and it is covered in chocolate butter. It's a beautiful sight, and we go and we look and we ponder. What is life? What is a Trans Am? Why is it called that? What does that even mean?
Oh, we kind of ran out of sandwiches.
Are we recording again?
Yeah, we are recording.
Are we recording? I'm going to do this voice
for the rest of the time.
We're recording
on the podcast again. We're back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Nathan.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you, Brent.
I just actually watched that documentary.
I don't know what that is. Are you talking about?
What
is it called? The Scorsese.
Rolling Stones in Exile.
Is that the Scorsese?
They got kicked out of England. For some reason,
you can get kicked out of a country.
And then the Stones, they were kicked out, and the Stones had to record an album.
You were pissing.
I mean, it was like one of their best albums. It was just a good thing.
You were pissing, and
we weren't
talking about the Rolling Stones at all.
You can appreciate
that's how we segued
the recording.
Okay, one person talk at a time.
Let's make it me. Let's make it be me.
So then.
Okay, let's go to taking care of bullshit. Today's bullshit is The Offspring.
Woo, woo!
I don't know
what's happening right now.
No, once a week, we do a segment called Taking Care of Bullshit, where we just talk about something that we hate or that pissed us off this week.
And this is why I chose you guys.
Thank you.
So this
good to
week,
be here, Brent. Thanks.
You fucking dicks.
Are we going to be murdered before we leave?
We're just going to leave you negative YouTube comments. We're going to give you a thumbs down on your comment.
My partner and I were trying to build a flapping crane.
Is that a vacuum or like a weird Star Wars toy?
I want you to stay focused.
That thing will kill you later.
Anyways,
he's pointing at my face.
Everybody, shut up. So I'm a guitar teacher, and
I'm a big Offspring fan. Is that weird?
Are you? Yeah, it is weird because they suck. And here's why: I'm a guitar teacher, and a kid came in this week, and he was like, "I want to learn how to play the song."
How bad do you have to have someone show you how to play Offspring?
Well, how old is this kid?
Well,
is he
of course,
like,
they're learning how to play guitar, Brent.
He's 38. Well,
what did he have to be?
No, the kid was like 13, or 12, or something.
Who like 13-year-old likes? They don't ever fucking
listen to the
Smash.
Offspring.
One at a time, guys.
Whoa.
No, yeah, exactly. That was my thought. It was like, who the fuck still knows who the Offspring are? And then, so I was like, all right, whatever. And I take out my laptop. I pull up the song, and it's
which song was it?
Gone Away song. It was.
Isn't Jake Busey the lead singer of that band?
Jake Busey.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jake Busey.
Jake Busey, star of Contact.
Joke. He just took a drink.
So the kid wants to know how to play Gone Away.
Yeah. So then I pull up the video so I can hear the song and start figuring it out. And I'm just looking at Jake Busey singing these lyrics from a hanging microphone, and their guitar player had the stupid leopard
hair. His name is Noodles, by the way.
Noodles had his leopard hair, you know, in the late 90s when people would dye their hair like a leopard
print.
You
could express a lot about yourself by what you did with your head back in those days.
Especially if your name is Noodles. And you play shit. Oh, my God. The guitar playing. It was like a place in my brain that came back from 1999 and just... exploded into my
I hated
eyes.
The 90s.
Yeah, well,
especially the late 90s.
Yeah?
There was this weird...
That's all I'm going to say.
Thanks for that insight.
Because there was never anything good about the late 90s.
Can I say one?
What about...
Movies, anything.
What about Soulfly?
I don't know who that is.
What'd you say? Soulfly?
There was this weird period. There was this weird period of time where the Offspring were legitimate.
No, they weren't.
Like,
how many minutes was that?
Shut up.
It's
there
the
was
late 90s when Dawson's Creek was on. Right.
It's your mic's gonna be off very shortly. where all your friends were like, yeah, you know, that band's fucking gay, but like, you know, fucking Smash was like a really good record, and you're like, what? That was the song with the
keep 'em separated.
That song with Tone Loc on it or whatever. Like, I don't like.
Is that Tone Loc?
I
thought it was just some weirdo in their band.
Anytime you hear a black guy with a deep voice, it's Tone Loc. That's my rule. But no,
I think
he was
Mexican.
The Offspring fall in this category of bands like Smash Mouth. And obviously Nickelback and Train and stuff like this, where they sell 18 million records every time they put out a record, but nobody likes them. And
you
like
just listed the worst bands,
right?
See, yeah, I'm not.
Thanks for making my point
fan,
for me, you fat shit.
But come on, Smash Mouth, that's just mean. That's just mean.
I'm sorry, that was weird. That got weird. Dishwalla, how's that?
But anyways, my point, yeah, that's my whole point. It's just I listen to that music and look at that stupid band, and all I want to do is kick a hole in the roof of somebody's shack.
The Offspring is the result of a handshake bet between two record executives going, I'll bet I can make this awful fuck-off song a hit. And the one guy goes, yeah, right. What's it called? And he goes, Too Fly for a White Guy. Goes,
oh, my God. I forgot
he goes,
about
nobody,
that.
Nobody's going to listen to that shit. And he goes, $10 million.
I've grinded on a grill to that song.
Hey, good job.
First of all, they don't have girls in Waconia.
It was at Gators in the Mall of America.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a popular brand in 1997, or popular bar, I should say.
Yeah, I remember Gators.
If you want to pick up your trophy for derailing stories, you can grab that.
Look, I was trying to be witty. And
I want to hear, are we not supposed to talk
right now?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know.
Pretty Fly
happy.
For a White Guy, right?
Yeah.
But there was
yeah.
another big hit before that.
There was Self Esteem.
Yeah, there was.
Let's go down the list. There was
the Gone Away.
Yeah, there was Gone.
Oh, what was it?
There was
sitting on the bed, lying wide awake, touching at my balls.
Isn't
and
that Gone Away?
No, probably not.
No, the Gone Away is a different.
Get
they all sound the
same. From here, right?
Yeah,
no, that's
here's
get
what you
away.
Do. You close your eyes. You
they're,
you pick
they're very
words.
Similar.
They all sound the same. That's why.
But then they started turning like a quirky like. Like weird sort of.
I thought it was more like.
That's La Bamba.
Fuck.
No, but then they had
Richie Valens was in that band.
There was another one they had that had like kettle drums.
Yeah. Hey, Shlou, thanks for arriving late to the conversation that we've been having right in front of you.
I don't have a microphone. I'm not allowed to talk.
Pete, we can.
I was told not to talk without a microphone.
Peter, we can share.
Peter.
Thank you.
I've shared.
It's good to
meet
you.
Hello.
Easily the worst night of my life.
I heard the Offspring guy actually like went to MIT or something. Like he's insanely intelligent.
Which noodles?
You probably applied to
Dexter.
Yeah, I think he's like stupid.
You mean Jake
smart.
Busey?
Jake Busey.
Wow.
What do you think? Ed.
This is.
That probably
and then the guitar
been
player
on
was
video.
A janitor at some college.
That's
and
he, true. I read that in Guitar World magazine when I was like 14.
And he would see some unsolved. equation on the board, and you go up and finish it.
Now you're just relaying Goodwill Hunting.
That didn't happen to you, Brian.
Goodwill Offspring. You guys want to do that
Goodwill
for a sketch?
Offspring. Yes.
That happened to Noodles.
And he cut his hair.
That's
and he worked
Goodwill
for the government.
Hunting was about Noodles from the Offspring.
Sweet.
See, we're learning things.
Speaking.
If
of
you need us to tell you that Offspring sucks,
Crane.
I can
skits.
Agree wholeheartedly that Offspring sucks.
He's going
sucks.
Back to the book.
Let's go to your next. Fucking. I can't tell you. Just. Everybody shut up. Here's I Remember Cunt.
Woke up, hear the sound of pouring cunt. Cunt would whisper and I'd think of you. And all the cunts you cry, they call my name. When you need it, cunt, I came through. Paint a cunt of the days gone by. When cunt would blind, you would make me see. I'd stare a lifetime into your cunt. So that I knew your cunt was there for me.
Hey, we were serious musicians when we wrote that.
So, a funny story about... Everyone shut up. Story about, I remember, cunt, we recorded that as Brian's pregnant wife sat upstairs...
And listen to us.
Every word.
Yes.
Yeah, what does your wife think of these?
That's why your daughter's now a prostitute.
Yes, she's a four-year-old prostitute.
What's that like?
And I need
She brings in $0. She's the worst prostitute ever. She has no work
she
ethic.
She shows up with animal crackers.
No work ethic, no breasts, which is a huge part of the prostitute equation.
Yeah, the training wheels do not... No.
Right. Yeah, they just don't do it for most people. So, yeah, I mean, doing this shit when you're married, does your wife just tune you out after a while and just go, okay, whatever.
Does she talk to you still?
She has a couple favorites. We talk sometimes.
Okay, so she's a fan then.
Well, Pete got married and had a kid too.
Yeah,
so this,
my wife's
with your wife
in a few of the skits.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not actually gay.
It's weird. His kid looks like me.
Yeah, and I have a kid now, and they're embarrassed.
Well, in
do you guys ever think about
defense.
Having kids with each other's wives?
We've talked. I'm sure we've talked about it.
Wait, what? No.
I'll show you what it looks like later.
Well, when you're in the same comedy troupe, you know, it's sort of like one of those weird sex cults.
It's when you live in the same mansion for so long, you start to get bored. And,
I mean, you want
boners.
Right.
And you go down the hallway and you knock on the door and you switch.
And his wife is there.
Yeah.
You see a vagina, naked. You don't care who it belongs to. Could be a horse. Could be a swimming pool. Could be your wife.
Or your friend's wife.
Or a flapping crane friend's wife.
Can we just not talk about flapping cranes?
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine.
Let's get into all of it. How did you guys get into comedy, guys? I mean, what was the... Was it Kids in the Hall? Was it the state? Where are we going? What era is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne just showed up.
Listening to The Offspring.
No, we're off the Offspring.
Here, what? Here, douche that looked like Chris Hardwick. Oh, that was too far. I just went too far.
Push the self destruct button.
I think we went too far 5 minutes in it when.
Well, Mr. Schlue.
Nice.
You mean Nathan? Nice? Nathan Lane.
Yes.
Cage.
Mr. Schlue.
Gnomes. Well, that starts with a G.
Listen to me.
Hi.
Hi. You said that you had a confession that you wanted to tell today.
Confessions.
I don't have any recollection of that.
Okay, that's funny because on Facebook you said you had a confession.
About poop?
I don't know. We do confessions on here sometimes. And I assume that's what you wanted to do.
Well, we know what Pete's is. Obviously, he's gay. Alex, do you have any sort of confessions you want to make to the...
No, but I have something about Brian, which is pretty funny.
Okay.
Go for it. Let's do confessions for each
confession,
other.
Yeah, confess somebody else's shit.
All right.
Actually,
we'll confess.
Alex has the floor.
This could get ugly. No. Mine's totally lame now. See, you got this great build-up, and mine's just fucking lame.
Okay.
I was just remembering when we all three work at the same place, and when I first started, I didn't know how to do anything. And I asked Brian how to do stuff, and he would just answer in gibberish. And it was really just unhelpful. Like, give Brian, where do I upload
this? Wow, you really sold him up the river on that one.
What?
I'd say, Brian, where do I upload this file? You're going to be like, fire trucks are red. And I'm like... So pretty soon I stopped asking Brian questions.
And he was promoted to the head of the training department.
I thought that was when we worked at the state fair and you're asking me how to serve
really
pizza.
Quick,
that's true.
In Brian,
we worked at the state fair.
In Brian's defense, though, fire trucks are red.
I mean, it's true. I'm not going to disagree with that.
I will not give you false information.
Sure. Well, give us another example. Let's pretend me and you are working, and you're my boss, and you're showing me what to do.
I would never be your boss. I'm not that competent.
All right. Let's say I'm your boss, and you have to tell me what to do.
You ever see Big?
I have seen Big, yes.
He's Tom Hanks. You're John Lovitz. First day on the job. Boom. Let's go.
All right.
All right.
Hey, John Lovitz. How do I type all this shit into the computer?
Well, see these buttons? They're called letters. And when you push them, a letter shows up on the screen. Does that help?
That does help. Thank you very much.
That was real. No, that's not. No,
that's actual information.
Yeah, I mean, when you're typing buttons on a computer, it'll enter information.
I like having sex.
That to me too. At work, he's my.
Wait, you guys work supervisor. Together?
While you guys were together.
We all live together and work together.
You guys live in the same mansion. Share wives. You're in the same sex cult.
You ever see that three dads and a baby?
Three dads, one baby?
Three wives, one shlew.
That's us. Oh. Hey, how did we form?
I want to take this time right now just to say that we might be dissing Flapping Crane a lot, but Sean and Joe put their entire lives into it.
Fucking idiots.
Well, and unfortunately, they've passed on.
They're probably talking shit about us right now.
They're going to listen to this and think that all we did was make fun of it. And in actuality, it was a part of our lives for...
I'm fucking lost. Do you still do this or not?
Sometimes. I think that Brian and I, we still do little things for YouTube.
You think you do or do you?
What was the last time?
What was the last time you put something on the internet that people could see?
Last year.
Last week.
We did
shot a scene in my DeLorean.
Oh, yeah,
this
we
is
did.
Fucking ridiculous.
Wait. Do you have a DeLorean?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Whoa.
He lives in Waconia. He's got one of everything. There's no laws out there. Are you fucking kidding
That's
me?
That's right. It's
okay.
It's,
what was this?
Got a Gatling no gun, a toast cannon,
That's exactly
a fucking toilet
right.
you can fucking electrocute people with.
Pete's a huge Back to the Future fan.
No,
Who
I'm not.
Isn't?
I'm a fan of DeLoreans.
Oh, you're a fan of DeLoreans.
Oh.
It just so happens that you love Back to the Future.
I'm a big fan of Eric Stoltz.
So weird. Well, can we talk about Mask for a minute? Why don't you guys have a Mask sketch?
Rocky Dennis sketch.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That'd be a lot of makeup and prosthetics.
What are you kidding me? Cut a hole in a pillowcase and cram it in your head? Fill it full of circus
right
peanuts?
Now?
Just silly putty and
I will play
Sam Elliott.
Go ahead. I'll play Gar.
Gar.
Yep.
And I'll play Rocky.
Go ahead.
Hey, Gar.
Hey, Rock, I'm really proud of you tonight.
Hey, man, Mom, lay off the drugs.
You know what? She's a good woman, you fucking giant-headed faggot.
This is a deleted scene.
Thanks a lot, Gar.
Here's
Mom, get off the drugs. I want to go to school.
My motorcycle is my real woman.
Thank you very much.
That was good.
And good scene. Good job, guys.
Good job.
What sucked about that director cut, though, is they put Bruce Springsteen's music back into it.
Yeah.
And they got rid of the music that I was used to growing up with.
And the first song is Kathmandu by Bob Seger.
And the movie didn't feel right when they took that music out.
God, we need to hang out more. Yeah.
And you know what song they put back in?
Let's hang out right now.
You gotta keep them separated.
Yes.
Totally fit.
Put that in and put Offspring in.
Totally
Mom, I love Offspring.
You know what, Rock? We all love Offspring. Check out Mom.
I love it when Cher slaps him because you feel like his face is gonna fall off.
There's a scene in that movie that every time, obviously the part when Dozer goes, that's heartbreaking. But when he wants to go to his graduation, everyone's like, "Hey, Rocky, kiss my butt," you know, and then he's like. And Gar's out getting drunk on the porch, and he goes, "Go check in the fridge."
He's like, get me a beer.
And he's like,
beer.
"What?" He's like, "Get me a beer, Rock. You fucking
get me
piece
a beer,
of shit.
You ugly faggot,
you chicken nugget shaped head weirdo." Yeah. And he goes, "God damn it!" But he does it. He doesn't just go, "Fuck you, weird stepdad, not really guy." He just goes, "Oh, fucking." He goes to get him a beer, and there's a suit in the fridge. And every time, Brent tries
in the fridge,
yeah, Eric Stoltz
got
a job to be on Back to the Future. And they shot like 9 weeks of it, and then he got fired.
Was he in Marty McFly's?
He was Marty McFly's role.
Wow.
And that
would have tanked that movie.
So
Eric Stoltz,
they were like,
not
"Sorry,
a great actor.
Take this makeup off; it's not working."
And then they put the footage on YouTube, and there ended up being lots of racist comments.
Like, do you realize that the DeLorean is a sports car? Your fucking head's not going to fit in there,
right?
We need to whittle that thing down a little bit.
Get my sandpaper.
That's exactly where the DeLorean story came
from.
That's
the 80s in a nutshell.
Yep.
And that's where dinosaurs come from.
All right. The next song here that you guys gave me. You like that?
You are a Segway master.
I hate Chinese
transition
people.
From Mask to...
Everyone shut up.
Do you have anything you want to say about 10,005?
I think it's just another drunk Brian's Basement.
This is
thing,
a drunk
right?
Brian's Basement show.
No, this is mostly
show.
Pete and Alex, and we just wanted to do a... you had a war theme in mind. It was war.
I think you just played something on your Casio keyboard that sounded like some Scottish battle. And then we
yes. And you started screaming, and I hit record, and this happened. Now.
Like your mics have been for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, so... Toaster Strudel, if you actually sat through and listened to the entire thing.
We didn't.
Was inspired by a band called McCluskey. And they have a fantastic song called Lightsaber Cocksucking Blues.
Blues. So this is like a comedy music thing.
Again, sticking with the very esoteric... Yes.
He's saying
knockoff genre.
The big words again.
Basically, we get bored at work, and then we stick our hand in our pants like Brent's about to do.
And hey, you guys know that band that practices in Bloomington? That's in there. They never played a show or put out a record, but we do a parody of one of their songs.
We're doing
it's fucking hilarious.
We're music snobs.
It's called Fuzzy Dice Abortion. It's 45 seconds long. It's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
All right.
But, yeah, we basically just talk to each other all day on AIM, and that's where our ideas come from.
That's where the ideas are born.
Yes.
Do you guys ever Skype
through
each
the
other?
Internet? Spank each other?
Skype. Do you ever spank each other?
I've spanked my parents. I mean, Skyped
really?
My parents.
Oh, dirty.
Woo.
We use spanking on here as like cigarettes in prison. It's like a monetary system.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many spanks do I owe you for these beers?
Tell you what, Shlu. Get your paddle out and we'll talk.
Okay.
They're actually playing table tennis right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Then we're gonna have a boat rowing contest. I don't know. Is there some sort of?
We need more sound effects. I wish we had. Sound
I know.
Effects.
I was just gonna do.
I'd add some seagulls and.
Well, yes. I can add them later.
All we really need is splashing, screeching brakes, and car crashing for this fucking episode.
You know what? That's our whole lives. That's Flapping Crane.
Yeah.
Well, this is if you guys weren't here, we'd be having the exact same conversation right now.
Pretty much.
I can tell.
You know what's funny?
And the YouTube comments say, I can't believe wasted 2 minutes watching this skit. You guys are going to, we're going to leave and you guys
honestly,
are going to say.
It feels amazing because confusion, it makes me happier than laughter.
Do you feel like you're like a time bandit, like a time thief?
I often feel like I'm a time bandit.
I often feel like Terry Gilliam.
Will you do, for your next, an opening... Like a just like a swipe shot where you just do one of you with an old crook mask on and a bag with a clock on it of stealing people's time and going like boo hoo hoo hoo.
I'm out of here.
That's a yes. All right.
Why don't you introduce your last little song here?
What is it?
Riker's Address.
What, do we skip over gnomes?
No. Do you want to put a song called Gnomes?
We
got to
put
here?
Gnomes
Brian's
in there.
Brian's just asking.
All right, we're going to listen to Gnomes right now.
Let's just play two songs.
Where should I sleep tonight? What's my wife's birthday?
My kids are both drunk.
I fucking hate myself.
All right, what's Gnome?
Gnomes is just another song Alex wrote lyrics to, and then we just went with it.
Wow, the story's behind
laughed
these songs.
We laughed our balls off.
You explained the shit out of that thing.
Hell yeah.
Can I come up with a new concept for it? It's called Gnomes Chomsky, and it's a little kind of libertarian, weird... I got nothing. Let's keep going.
All right, let's keep
following
going.
You. What small things to get the news? What they don't make copies is what they choose. Gnomes, gnomes, gnomes. They have little noses and tiny heads. They don't make toys, that's a fact. Smaller than an elf, but bigger than a cat. Gnomes, gnomes, gnomes. Best to be quiet when they're near. Because they can always smell your fear. And when they tell you, they'll quietly cheer. Gnomes, gnomes, gnomes. Best to be quiet when they're near. Because they can always smell your fear. And when they fuck you.
There it was, gnomes.
I didn't hear anything at all.
That
so
was,
I'm not really.
That was because I played a baby eating a hot dog. Anyways,
a baby eating a hot dog.
Babies eating hot dogs. Let's get the fuck out of here. What do you say there, Brent?
Burf.
Well, thank you very much, Flapping Cranes, for flappingcrane.com, right?
We don't even exist anymore.
You guys seem very depressed towards commit the end suicide. Of the show here.
This is opening a new segment up for our show where we promote things that are
not... We're just going to bring guests on and depress the shit out of them.
Next,
by the time they can't
week,
even say,
the bass
you're
player
welcome.
From fucking Eurythmics is coming on. Wait.
Nice!
Will you play this in the
can I hang out
the
corner
at the,
and
at
jerk
the
off
hospital
that?
Downtown?
You're dead to me, Mexico. He's so fucking dead. God.
Time to cool out, baby.
For more information, visit us at TwinCitiesTank.com. We're also available on Facebook and Twitter at TwinCitiesTank. Help us out by rating and commenting on us on iTunes. If you're in a Minnesota band, send your professionally recorded MP3s to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com to have them played on the show. Thanks for listening.